This goes to Caitlin Geitman, Caitlin Geitman, PAC, fax 989-775-1640, and Isabella County Medical Care Facility, fax 989-772-3669. Regarding Nora Downing, D-O-W-N-I-N-G. Date of birth is April 11th of 1943. Dear Ms. Geitman and staff of Isabella County Medical Care Facility, this is a follow-up visit for Nora with stage 4 chronic kidney disease, Parkinson's disease with history of frequent falls, recent anemia, and hypertension. Her last visit was December 16th of 2024. At that time, she was a resident of New Hope Assisted Living Facility, but has since then moved into Isabella County Medical Care Facility, and she's quite happy with her new home and believes that she's receiving excellent care since she's moved into the medical care facility. She's had no falls since she moved into the new facility, she reports. She has had a 7-pound weight increase over the last 6 months, and she's eating well and feeling quite well, she reports. She does have minor incontinence and does wear a incontinence protection garment. No, she is transported today in a wheelchair. She denies nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. No diarrhea, blood, or melena. No chest pain or palpitations. No dyspnea, cough, or sputum production. She wears compression stockings for edema and feels that that's helped the swelling very well. Medications. Medication list is reviewed. I want to highlight Eliquis 5 milligram twice a day. Bisoprolol is 5 milligram daily. Pacerone 200 milligram every other day. Low-dose aspirin. Bumex, 2 milligram daily, and an extra 1 milligram if she gains more than 3 pounds overnight. Parkinson medication, Nuplazid, N like November, U-P-L-A-Z-I-D like David, 34 milligram at bedtime. And other routine medications are unchanged. Physical exam, weight 225 pounds, pulse 49, and blood pressure, left arm sitting, large adult cuff is 126 over 63. Neck is supple without jugular venous distension. Lungs are diminished but clear, no rales, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular, very distant sounds, no murmur or rub. Abdomen soft and non-tender, minor edema, and she does have compression stockings knee-high bilaterally. Labs, most recent lab studies were done May 21st, 2025. Her white count was 4.57. Hemoglobin at that time was 7, down from 10.3 previously. Platelets, 215,000. Creatinine is 1.8. Albumin, 3.5. Calcium, 8.9, sodium 144, potassium 3.4, carbon dioxide is 27.6, estimated GFR was 28. Assessment and plan, 1, stage 4, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels. We would like her to continue getting labs done monthly. 2, advanced Parkinson's disease. Currently wheelchair-bound, no progression at this point. 3, recent anemia with the last hemoglobin down to 7.0. The patient is not sure how that's being managed, but the medical care facility physician is reportedly managing the anemia at this time. And 4, hypertension, currently well-controlled. We do want the monthly labs continued, and she'll have a recheck visit with this practice in the next 5 to 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.